Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Commanders back to being able to put their backs against the wall and kind of play the card of them against the world. Nobody's believing in them. You can't do that when you're 7-2 and your quarterback's an MVP candidate. But after three straight losses at 7-5, and now with folks jumping off of the bandwagon as far as them headed to the playoffs, you hear Robinson suggesting, hey, we're back where we started. We're comfortable here. Danny, what's the biggest reason for them having lost three straight? That is the question. We will open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines for you guys to answer that question at 800-636-1067 right now.
Lack of talent. I actually think that's true on both sides of the ball. But to me, scheme will get you so far. In other words, the design of a schemer or the plan of a schemer is to basically go, I'm going to get Grant Paulson one-on-one with somebody. That's the best you can hope for reasonably. Sometimes you get somebody unblocked. Sometimes you get someone running free. When that happens, that's great. That's great design, great everything. But eventually you have to win. And as teams get tape on you, as other coaches and other programs figure out what your tendencies are, what you do and what you don't, there's got to be a time when your guy can beat their guy. And that has run out. Their second best receiver was cut by a competitive team. That's where we are in terms of the secondary. They got a guy that was drafted to be a slot corner that's been their best corner all season long playing on the outside. Nothing wrong with Mike Sanders, by the way. I love the kid. But
he's going to be a great player for a long time.
He's really good. But the design was to have him be your number three, right? Your slot corner. And he's been basically their ace. Now, hopefully, Lattimore comes and helps everything, and everybody kind of slots down more, in a more appropriate place. But they lack elite pass rush. They lack dominance on the defensive line. They're probably not unbelievable at safety. Like, to me, they're under-talented, and scheme has covered for a lot of it. And now that you get in some adverse situations, which is going to happen in football, you lose some of the turnover luck that you've had. You know, adversity strikes. On your third and nines, your guys can't win. People play man against you. You can't separate. You punt. That, to me, is what's happened. The lack of talent in a lot of spots. And I understand it. It's year one of this rebuild. They're trying to turn over the roster. Usually what happens is what happened to Ron Rivera. You're pretty much garbage in the first year after the old regime when you're cleaning stuff out. Here, this clean out has got them into a playoff race. I'm not complaining, just simply observing. When you leave $100 million cap space on the table, when you're not signing guys long-term, when you're not trying to transform everything overnight, things don't transform overnight, sure, usually to this degree. So it's more of an observation as to where they are, but I think it's finally caught up with
them. Yeah, they didn't really have 12-win talent, and they were on their way to 12 wins,
yeah,
and a regression's happening. But that doesn't explain away why they couldn't finish when they were up 10 against Pittsburgh, or why when they had a chance to take the lead in the fourth quarter against the Eagles, the game went the way that it did, or why you have a letdown game because they got plenty of talent as it pertains to beating Dallas, right? I mean, individually, like, that makes sense when you're in the hot air balloon looking down at their season from several thousand feet up, but that doesn't work for me game by game. And game by game, how we actually got here with the three straight losses, to me, this is, there's a bevy of issues. You could make a list of probably 10 to 15. The biggest one for me when I look at all the numbers is third down on offense. I think on offense, they have a third down problem right now. If you compare their three-game losing streak to the Cincinnati game when Jaden Daniels was the best he's been all season long, it's a pretty substantial juxtaposition, right? In the Cincinnati game, they averaged third and 4.3 over the duration of the game. In the last three games, they've averaged on third down needing 7.3, 6.3, and 6 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It's at least a 2 to 3 yard difference. That is massive. Against the Bengals in that game, where Daniels was amazing, they had two plays of third and 7 or more. In the Steelers game, they had 8 plays of third or 7 and more. They had 7 plays of third or 9 and more. They didn't have a single one of those against the Bengals. 0 plays, third and 9+. They have had 7, 2, and 3 of those, so a total of 12 in this three-game losing streak. So the issue, I think, largely is a lack of efficiency on early downs. They're not ahead of the chains. They are in second and long too often. In fact, I saw A piece in the Washington Post suggested that they averaged second and 8.1 this past week against the Cowboys, which was second worst on second down for what they needed to get all season. That same piece cited a stat on third and long that Sam Fortier wrote, converted third and long opportunities. Their rate up until the three-game losing streak was 36%, which would have been the best in the NFL in the last two-plus years. The last three games, they're at 11%. So they've fallen off by almost a quarter of what they were doing earlier. And this would be worse than football. So they've gone from the best on third and long in the NFL over two-plus years to the worst. And the truth eventually will be in the middle. But this is the correction that we all knew was coming. You can't convert 36% of third and longs. That's not going to happen. And when you start not doing that, you start punting, which they weren't doing. The no-pun offense. 17 punts in their first eight games, 17 punts in their last three games. So I think, Danny, the biggest problem is on first down, they're not winning enough. Second down has not gotten them to third and short. In that Bengals game, do you know that their first four third downs were third and one?
I remember they felt short. I didn't know they were all third and one. Yeah,
third and one. Like, do you know how easy it is to operate offensively if you're constantly in third and one?
That was the theme first half of the year, is they're doing that
incessantly, and they're not anymore.
So that's documented. That's correct. That's inarguable. And I guess where you and I differ is why that's happening. I think everyone's on to the scheme. I think everyone's on to.
Why do we differ?
Well, I think it's a talent problem. Like,
Have I said I disagree with that?
Well, when everybody, that's how you started your soliloquy. But either way, to me, the word is out. It's been solved. There's no wrinkle. There's no counterpunch. There's no different. Set a bag of tricks here consistently to get teams off of what they're doing. Dallas concocts a great pass rush, and Washington has no idea what to do about it because their scheme says, X, we chip the edges, and this is how we chip the edges. Well, they go, fine, we're not going to have any edges. We're not going to bother with that. We don't care. And there was no answer to it. I think that's a theme of what's going on here. And to me, it comes down to the guys, the line, where we're going, these guys are amazing. They're way outperforming. They're now getting mauled and pushed around. Now, you go up against good players. Jalen Carter had a week, had a month last week against Washington. Pittsburgh's had a bunch of guys that are outstanding up front, too. So, okay, maybe it's that. Well, now Dallas is a bunch of bums that are looking to quit that threw you around, too. And you go, oh, okay, maybe one-on-one, we're not good enough anymore. And everybody's kind of onto it, and they're almost getting a head start with what you want to run and how you want to run it. So they're behind the sticks constantly, it feels like.
Yeah, I agree with you on the talent at certain positions for sure. The areas where it was pretty obvious in the offseason, you know, where we're not breaking any news to say when you're starting a wide receiver that was the number five in Houston, probably need some help there, right? I don't think the O-line is nearly as bad as everybody thought coming into the year, and I would point to kind of how this year has gone as evidence of that. But they are on my list right now just because they're so banged up. Like, we can say, oh, they didn't play well enough against the Cowboys, and you're out there just like Jaden Daniels, right? We can make the excuse of the rib or not, but there's an expectation when you play that you can help.
Yeah.
Tyler Biadasz has come on and off the field, and I've watched him on two or three straight home games go back to the locker room for treatment while the defense is on the field. Like, I don't know what's going on with him, but he's not 100% healthy like he was early in the year.
Yep.
Andrew Wiley missed games, missed another couple of quarters this past week, replaced with Trent Scott. They haven't had Cornelius Lucas, who was a starting left tackle at the beginning of the year. Big part of the rotation. So you're talking about multiple tackles and your center being on and off the field. Allegretti has been kind of in and out a couple of different times this year. So I do think they are banged up on the O-line for sure. And the other thing is, while we're talking about maybe a lack of talent or execution or whatever with pass catchers, they're dropping more passes.
Yep.
They did not really drop passes early in the year. Through their eighth game, they had three drops. Over the last month, they've got 10 drops. That's according to PFF. But if you watch the game, you feel like it's probably
even more than that. It feels
more than 10. That's just the statistical, like, receiver-friendly version of how they grade drops. But that's a big deal. And they were not dropping anything early on. That was coming. Again, there's just going to be a correction. There's going to be a regression to the mean. But they've gone even beyond that. It's like, three or four drops here or there you're banking on. When it's six,
right?
Now you're going,
when it's
okay,
three times that, yeah.
Maybe settle down.
And same thing with turnover luck. They had incredible fortune, and now some of that's run out where they're turning over at three times. They were record-setting, for God's sakes, through 9 weeks with a rookie quarterback. It doesn't happen with veteran quarterbacks, let alone a rookie.
A lot of what was happening was unsustainable, and we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And the correction has come loudly, and it's all kind of at once. But it's even swung back further than I anticipated.